All right, so I see beds and couches on the side of the road this morning, different locations. Furniture, headboards, beds, couches. Out on the curb. So when I start seeing stuff like that, especially patterns, it tells me there's a shift in the hologram, you know. This holographic hologram means story written by the hand of one person. And also hologram means holy writ. Hollow is holy. Gram is writ. Holy writ. The holy writ. You're in it. You're actually in it. It's a fractal. It's a multidimensional story. It's happening everywhere all the time. You're actually experiencing all dimensions at once. But you, as a 3D, can only see 3D. But if you got the 5D spirit of Christ, you can see spiritual truth behind everything in the 3D. So everything in the 3D has a spiritual truth behind it. It's early in the morning. I haven't drank any water. Let me see if I can get, let me put this on pause. A lot of times what's happening in 3D is a reflection of what's happening on your inner man, but also it could be people around you, their inner. So people are getting rid of the old and starting the new, right? Getting rid of the old couch, the old bed, the old furniture, the old headboard. I'm just trying to, the word furniture means to furnish. Bed probably goes back to relax or something. Bed, couch, to lay back, to lounge. Starting to get cold, people are getting serious, you know. When it's warm, you should be more diligent when it's warm out while the weather's good instead of when it's cold, but you got to be diligent for sure when it starts to get cold about everything. Anyway, I watched Kanye West today on Fox News and a little interview, and he knows about the handlers, and he knows about the creators create, and the destroyers invest in the creators. In other words, he pretty much knows that his wife, Kardashian, was a handler tied to the Clintons, you know. And so these handlers, they don't create. They just put the image out there. What is Kardashian? Just an image. She didn't create nothing. She just got the image out there. She didn't do nothing. So she evidently was a handler to him. It took him a long time to wake up. But the creator, if all these Hollywood stars and all this, think about it. The actors got their image out there, but the script writer is the creator. The actor's getting all the attention and all the actor or the actress is getting all the attention, all the praise, but the script writer is the one that wrote the script. And that's the way it is down here. God wrote the script, your script, and man's trying to get all the praise and all the attention. it's really this no... There's no new game. It's a fractal. God wrote the script for man, and man's trying to take all the attention. Now, what's that about? Man is an actor. It's a false show. It's a false show. It's a false image because man is just clay. Man is going back to the earth, dust to dust. Now, if you're saved, your spirit's going up. But if you're not saved, your spirit's going down. You're going to burn forever. So the fractal plays out even in God's script. Man's trying to be the center of the... Man's putting on a show. Just like... Okay, so let me say it again in case somebody missed it. Because I know my mind thinks multidimensional, so I have to spell it out sometimes. So the actors are getting the attention, but the script writer you never hear about unless you do the research. And the actors are out in the forefront and say, look at me, I'm this I'm Doctor Who, or I'm a Wild Wild West character, or whoever. They're getting the attention, but the script writer is the one who's the genius who wrote the script, right? And so, yeah, the actors are good about acting, but it's all act. They're good about show. It's an outward show, false show. The word act is false show. It's actually hypocrisy. And so God wrote the universal script, the creation code. But mankind doesn't acknowledge the script writer. He acknowledges himself. He wants to be seen, the center of attention. Do you understand? It's really easy. It's wild. And so the overarching principle is happening even in your house, in your flesh mind. Your flesh mind is dead, but it wants the attention. Just, it explains the narcissist. It explains everything. It explains the politicians. It explains everything. They're out there in the front. This is why these handlers are slaves. They're slaves and they're shapeshifters. It explains everything. They become what you want them to be. If you ever had a handler try to get into your world, and there's a lot of them out there, and there's different levels. There's low level, but the only way they're going to get in a lot of times is through the world, the flesh, and the pride of life. So if you start to rub shoulders with somebody who's not a handler, and you might end up marrying that person, they're going to try to send a hand. They don't want you to marry another true believer. They want to get you to marry a handler, a shapeshifter. Why? Because they can't control you. Two can take down 1,000. I mean, one can take down 1,000. Two can take down 10,000. If you marry a true believer or somebody who's truly free or sees through the system, see, Kanye West, he understands the system's upside down. He knows. He knows there's handlers. He knows there's creators and there's destroyers. And he knows the ones who destroy, they can't build anything. They can't create anything. So they have to invest in the creator. And then they try to destroy the creator. Same thing with the devil. The devil, they're following after the devil to the T. The devil didn't create anything. All he does is destroy. And so the spirit of God in you is the creator. So the devil's a destroyer and a liar. That's all they can do is destroy. And so they know that about themselves. They don't have what you have, so they want to vampire off of your abilities. That's why they keep you around, because you create. And if they can shapeshift and fool you that they're like you, you marry them or you go into business with them. If you let them across your threshold, then they destroy. They steal, kill, and destroy. That's all they can do. They might, just like the road, Wile E. Coyote, he wants to do right, but he has no ability to do right because he don't have the Holy Spirit. I'm not mad at him. I'm not upset. I'm just telling you the reality. And see, you kind of, they actually make you feel sorry for them, because they're just like, when you look at the Wile E. Coyote cartoon character, if you look at it from one perspective, you feel sorry for Wile E. Coyote. But then you look at it from another perspective, you want to take him out, because he's chasing Roadrunner for no reason, but he can't help it. He can't help it. And so what happens is they put on the show. It's a painted face show. It's a painted face system. It's a painted face dead system. It's dead men walking, wearing suits and ties, and the women wearing dresses and painted face. It's the Jezebel system. The legalist preachers, the legalist jobs, the legalist system, the legalism trying to make you, try to get you to be good enough, get back to God. But when you start to pry and you start to crack open the door and you start to pry into their heart and their mind and their spirit, you realize they're just dead. They just mimic you, and they're mimics. And that's what the movie The Live, Die, Repeat, there's AI machine mimics. That's what they were called, mimics. And if you do enough meditation on this truth, if you unfold this enough, praise God. I know some believers on here can do it, especially some of these sister saints. They really can. They can actually hear what I'm saying to the hilt. So when you unfold something and you follow it back to its source, what you're doing is you're hitting source code. So these mimics have no new game. When you follow the mimics back to source, it's all the same game. Steal, kill, and destroy. They have no creation ability. They steal, kill, and destroy. My point is, the handlers want to flip identities. They want to put their identity on you and your identity on them. They're not creators, but they want to steal your creation and act like it was theirs. I saw that with the free energy stuff when I did the free energy device. Then everybody else started. I saw it when I started talking about walking in the spirit. Everybody else started. I saw it when I started the Faith Alone movement. I started the free energy movement. I started three movements on YouTube, and they took off and stole it, which is fine. I really don't care. But it blows your mind how you can start something and people can steal it and they'll never acknowledge you. I acknowledge people who I learned from the code from. There's some people on there I learned code from them. But I started out learning the code from God. He's the one that started it, not them. They were just tools to move me to the next level. I learned code from like 10 different people, more than that maybe. Anyway, long story short, it's a false show system.